As promised, we're joined right now by a wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. He's coming off a big year. Over 1,000 yards receiving last year. That was a career high. He led the team with 95 receptions, 4,155 career receiving yards, second most among all undrafted wide receivers since 2016. Played his college ball at Temple in 2016. Carolina is going to open up the preseason against Indy on August 15th. Now you're up to date. Robbie Anderson is my guest. Robbie, it's really good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, man. Good. Really good to have you on the show. So we're a few days out of the start of training camp. I know you've been putting in a ton of work in the offseason, so bring me up to date. How looking forward are you to getting things started and showing everybody all that work you have done and putting it into practice?
And I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I already got, you know, too much to say, but, you know, my actions going to speak, you know?
I got that. Something else you did say, though, maybe you can comment on this. You were talking about the sense of peace, Robbie, that you felt being with the Panthers. I like that quote a lot. Like, how would you describe the experience last season, and how good did it feel to have that sense of peace and find that right spot?
And it just felt like, you know, I was home, like somewhere I belonged to be, man. But that just makes things a lot easier when you're in a comfortable environment and things around you are comfortable and, you know, just able to operate to the best of my ability.
Robbie Anderson joining us. Listen, you're going to get your work in no matter what, right? You're going to be a pro no matter what. At any point before finding that sense of peace, were you losing any of your love of the game itself? Love of the sport, love of the grind, love of the work. Was any of that missing?
At times, you know, like, I didn't always, I would say, like, kind of like, it was like I was supposed to be living a dream, but it felt like I was working a job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to feel like that sometimes in New York, just didn't feel like that was, like, you know, the right place for me, but I was there for a reason. Now that I look back, you know, everything happens for a reason. It was a part of my journey and my growth, you know?
Dude, that's an amazing line that you just said. Like, you were living a dream but working a job. I've never heard anybody reference that like that. You were living a dream but working a job. That's really interesting. So you're coming off a huge year, 95 receptions, 1,100 yards. I mentioned you were undrafted in 2016. Do you feel like now because you're at peace, are you, like, actually entering your prime? Can you get much better than you are right now? And if so, what are you going to work on?
I mean, most definitely. You know, I'm working on everything. You know, like, last year what I did, you know, that was just a stepping stone. But, you know, I know I haven't even played my best football. I'm nowhere near that yet. So, you know, me as a person, I feel like as a man, I've entered my prime. You know, everything around me is the best it's ever been. So I know if me as a person is in that stratosphere, you know, I know football is going to follow.
Robbie Anderson's joining us. Robbie, I know it'd be better to ask this guy. I'm not going to ask you the same exact question, but when you talk about the people around you, then you've got Sam Darnold. Now, he might answer this differently. I wonder if maybe he thought that he was living a dream and working a job, but he busted out and he comes in earlier in the offseason. I'm just kind of curious, like, well, how did he show up? What was his energy like? And did he seem like he was in a good place when he first walked in?
Yeah, from what I saw with Sam, seemed like a whole new person. Like, even like, I remember when I walked in the building, I believe it was mini camp, like the way he was smiling, just his energy and stuff, you know, I never really saw too much. Remember seeing that out of him in New York, maybe because he was younger, a lot of pressure on him. I can't really pinpoint it, but I definitely feel like he's like, you know, coming into himself too and happy to be where he is.
Robbie Anderson joining us. I remember him at USC when he was out here in Southern California, and I always remember him like that, man. He had that it. He had that energy. He had that charisma. But you're right. Like, as a young guy in New York in a situation that might not have been great, there's a lot of pressure. Speaking of which, like, you've stepped it up before. As an example, when you were with the Jets at your first inter-squad scrimmage, there's this great story. When you were a rookie, Geno Smith threw a deep ball to you. Brandon Marshall described it like this, quote, It was a jump ball, and there were just two guys on him. He just went up, and he plucked the ball out of the air like he was Larry Fitzgerald, and he did it with ease. Then he came down. He ran into the end zone. He tossed the ball with so much swagger as a rookie, and I said, holy crap, that dude right here is a baller, end of quote. Like, that's a pretty amazing quote from Brandon Marshall. What was your mindset when you were a rookie, and then how do you show up like that and prove to everybody that you are a baller?
You know, that was the key. You know, I was trying to earn my keep. You know what I'm saying? And I knew coming in it was all or nothing, you know, especially coming in undrafted. You know, I knew that was my shot. I had to make the most of it. And I didn't get to this point in my life to play around. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is a dream I had my whole life. And when it came down to football, I had, you know, I had issues off the field, but that wasn't ever football related. When it came down to me touching the paint on that turf, you know, I'm about action. So, you know, I came to the, you know, build my legacy and make it happen. I was never really too caught up on being undrafted because I'm focused on the bigger picture, and I knew I was going to get further than just getting my name called on TV on one day, you know?
Robbie Anderson, my guest, did you not, because I've talked to you, I've done this a long time, man, a long, long time, and almost everybody I've ever spoken to that was undrafted will always use that. They'll run on that fuel. I get that. Was that never fuel for you? Are you not running on fuel from that at all?
After like the third round, I didn't really want to be drafted no more, you know, and honestly, like the money I made, like I would have made like on a sign-up bonus, you know, I made that back on player performances, especially since I was undrafted. So that was never really like, I just wanted to get my foot in the door and, you know, play ball. You know, I didn't really, was never too caught up on that. You know, it caught me off guard. I didn't think I wouldn't have been, but it didn't like, obviously, like, depressed me or, like, in me or nothing like that, you know? But, like I said, my vision and my goal was always the bigger picture, and it still is.
I get it, dude. I like that. Robbie Anderson joining us. So there's this perception, right, that if you run a great deep route, that maybe you aren't caught up in the details of route running and everything else, but Joe Brady, your offense coordinator, raves about your ability to run routes, your ball skills, and everything else that goes into being a great all-round wide receiver. Do you take pride in those details? How important is it to you to be known as that guy?
You know, it's very important because, you know, I'm a receiver. I'm not a track star, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I don't really know when that whole little thing came out about me being a deep guy because that was my role that separated me, but I still, early in my career, like my first 2 years at the Jets, I caught plenty other type of passes. I think it was like my third year, maybe the coaches kind of developed that type of persona about me and kind of categorized me like that. But you know, I've been playing football my entire life, you know what I'm saying, and running all type of routes and catching the ball and making plays. So I was just happy to come to Carolina and had coaches that, you know, want to call things up to let me go out there and play ball.
Yeah, that is right. Like labels, right or wrong, true or false, fair or not, man, they just stick. Whether they're right or wrong, they just stick. Let me ask you about this. I saw you posting on Instagram that you were at UFC 264. I'm always fascinated, well, one by UFC and MMA, but other athletes and their sense of it. Like, what was that experience like, and what did you make of what you saw when you were there?
Oh, you know, I like to be places like, you know, I like to be around like places that's like, you know, big things going on and be around like people that are bigger than me because it motivates me and it also shows me I'm in the right direction of my life. You know what I'm saying? And then two, you know, watching like when I go to like events like that or like concerts, you know, I observe and I try and learn like things like that. And they kind of like seeing those people get into their element, you know, it kind of excites me and things like that. And then just seeing how they attack things from their professional level and things like that.
I think that's really interesting. Robbie Anderson joining us. So one more thought, like the offense last year, the names, some of the faces have changed, but you had four guys on the team that had more than 1,000 yards from scrimmage, and Christian McCaffrey only played three games last year. Knowing that, how explosive can this offense be this season?
Well, I think sky's the limit. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, us making it happen and keeping it simple. And I think definitely with C-Mac coming back, that's only going to help us more.
We're going to see how it looks. It's going to get started once again on August 15th. You've got a preseason game, and it's against Indianapolis. I mentioned Robbie Anderson's coming off a career year, led the team with 95 receptions over 1,000 yards. My man, good to have you back on the show, Robbie. It's good to get caught up. Appreciate you. Appreciate that conversation. Let's be sure we do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. And stay up.
Appreciate you. You stay up, man. Appreciate you. I like talking to him so much. I like that energy. And I like when you talk to somebody and you get three or four different, like, wow, that was a cool answer. Or I've never heard a question like that answered that way. That's a good thing.